back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Deaconess Raquel Rojas from Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx, New York. Good morning, Deaconess Rojas.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. I'm really excited about sharing your story this morning that was recently shared in the Lutheran Women's Quarterly, the spring 2015 edition. Tell us about, Redeemer Lutheran Church, where you serve.
Well, Redeemer is a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, church, a parish in the north part of the Bronx. And we have been here for about 87 years. And we have people here in all ages, in all generations, who are regularly engaging the world with the gospel of hope, like our other congregations in the Atlantic District, and of all cultures, which gives us a neat flavor for a lot of things. Redeemer is, by God's grace, it's a praying community of service that receives, teaches, celebrates, and shares Christ Jesus. And we are able to say that weekly together as a congregation, as a church in the Bronx. I know that Redeemer, a fun fact, was in a movie, The Love Story, out in the 1960s.
Hmm.
And we had that film here at Redeemer. That's one of our claim to fame. And it was a place that a lot of people, but then are also, I guess, encouraged by, and call it the church. And to have that, it's unique, because in our neighborhood we have 67 storefront churches, and we're one of the mainline churches here that people just say, okay, well, that's the church. So we have that also claim to fame.
Describe for us the community where Redeemer Lutheran Church is.
The community is forever changing. We have, right now, we have a new 3 homeless shelters that have just gone up. We have a lot of, like Kentucky Fried Chicken has moved out of our neighborhood, and it's home to a lot. It's residential, but then it's also very urban. We have the 2 train and the 5 train coming on this side of the track.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a very diverse, different cultures in the neighborhood as well, from a large majority being Hispanic, a large majority. We have people from Guyana, Caribbean, a large amount of Caribbeans that are here, and you name it, and it's here.
Well, tell us.
Having people from Wisconsin. So.
Tell us about your work there, your service at Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx.
Well, I've been here for six years. I am a deaconess of the Concordia Deaconess Conference. I'm involved with a lot of things. We have a lot of youth and a young adult program, so we're involved with all of them and in their lives and being very intrusive with them. We have the elderly that we connect with, and that's creating new groups. I find myself trying to compete with the AARP groups and trying to find different ways to connect with them. But we've been able to create Bible studies and even have different outreaches as we knit together, we crochet from hats to baptismal napkins for when those are getting baptized. We provide that. Then I'm also involved with a lot of the exercising here as well, as we have a group that meets weekly, and sometimes when it's a little nicer outside, we meet daily for just exercising and then prayer and devotions. So with that, I'm also, as a deaconess, I'm also involved with a lot of the visitations that happen in our congregation, and connecting with the new members and tracking them down, and also tracking our MIAs down, mm-hmm. as as every church has that. we also have, let's see.
Let's talk about what is it like. Obviously, you're there at Redeemer Lutheran Church quite a bit, and something happened on a summer day, as you shared in your story in Lutheran Women's Quarterly. What's a typical summer day like there at Redeemer Lutheran Church?
Lots of activity, lots of coming in and out of the church. We are air conditioned, so that's a big plus. We have programs throughout the summer with Vacation Bible School, but a lot, once the school is out, a lot of our youth, this becomes their hangout place. We have Wi-Fi, so air conditioning and Wi-Fi is a very hot place to be. we have, with a lot of our youth, we have a lot of their dramas, their friends, their hangouts. But, of course, we also have Jesus here, which makes it all kind of come together.
Mm-hmm. Well, share with us what happened that summer day when you met Jelani.
Well, I was in the church as our custodial engineer, Mr. Curry, was outside. And he came up just to let me know that we had something outside. And I was like, okay. And he said, there are some ladies, young ladies outside, spreading their blanket on our lawn and seem to be sunbathing. And I didn't know really what to expect, what kind of age we were looking at all. So I went downstairs, and I saw that Jelani and her friends had a blanket out with some snacks, Tupperware with rice and beans and fruit, and they were just hanging out, using our Wi-Fi, just chilling on the lawn. And so I went up and I greeted them, and they invited me to sit with them on their picnic, on their sunbathing experience. And they introduced themselves, and they were very polite and everything. So it was getting kind of hot, so I invited them in for some water and to meet Pastor Taylor and everybody else who was in the building. And I was able to show them, as they live right behind the church, so they've always seen the church building but never seen the inside of it. So they were able to have that tour, and they were in awe of it, just to have a huge building like this, and for them to be invited to it by saying that you could call this your own as well. They enjoyed, they were picking out their favorite rooms, saying, oh, this is my favorite room, what's this one called, and it's the sanctuary, or this is a great place, and what is this, and this is the Undercroft, and it's just, and then we were able to share with them what could happen here for them as Vacation Bible School was happening in a few weeks. They were also stunned and excited to learn more about who Christ was and what Christ has done for them, which sometimes we who work in church or are around it all our lives take it for granted as those who are just hearing it for the first time.
And so how was Jelani received by the congregation? You said that she and the girls wanted to get to know more about the church, to learn about what goes on there and what's happening in there. How did the members of the congregation welcome Jelani?
Well, I mean, with open arms, of course, with open arms. They were so enchanted by her, as she is a very pretty girl, very small, And she would walk in knowing that she was cute and everything, and made her way knowing that she had the inn already with the deaconess and the pastor. And we welcomed her as we welcome all people, with a very intrusive hug, with very loving arms, open arms, and with a bulletin in hand so that they are able to follow. Delaney is one who is open, and that works when we're open too. She invited me on her blanket, on her picnic, and that made it a lot easier for that communication to be open, to say, hey, you come on in and you see what God has done for you here. And when she came for the services, she, of course, didn't know anybody, but she made her way, breaking all the rules into the Lutheran church, and sat right up in the front pew and folded her legs and watched what was happening in front of her.
Let's talk more about, in just a moment, how Delaney continually has become a part of that congregation there at Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Deaconess Raquel Rojas at Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx, New York. Stick around for more His Time right after this, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
The Lutheran Study Bible you know and love is now available in a compact paperback edition. Weighing in at a slim 2.1 pounds, the newest edition is a compact powerhouse, the same great content of the original Lutheran Study Bible. It's a perfect fit for gift-giving, outreach, youth ministry, and more. The Lutheran Study Bible paperback edition, available at cph.org. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. cph.org.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
There is a long and noble tradition in the Christian church that is somewhat counterintuitive. It says that confession can be put to music and sung. We'll explore that tradition on the next Sing for Joy. Join us.
Sundays at noon on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to Facebook.com/KFUO Radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO Radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today, we're talking with Deaconess Raquel Rojas from Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx, New York. And before we went to break, we were talking, you were sharing the story of Delaney, a young lady who just appeared in the, showed up from the neighborhood there in the yard at Redeemer Lutheran Church, and has over time gotten to know the congregation and more about the church and who Redeemer Lutheran Church is, and more importantly, who Redeemer Lutheran Church is about. And you mentioned before that the congregation has been very welcoming to Delaney, and one of the ways that she's gotten to know who the church is about is just by attending the services there. She comes right in and sits up near the front of the nave and participates in the service and learns the service. For someone, I gather, did she have any kind of religious background or church background before coming to Redeemer?
No, unfortunately not. No, her family, who, again, lives right next door, mm-hmm. have never ventured out here at all. So, not even to a church. So very unchurched, unfortunately.
As you described in your article in Lutheran Women's Quarterly, you described how she learned to participate in the service. Just share with us about that, how she has learned to participate in the service and what she's learned along the way.
Sure. She would sit in front of the church like we had discussed, but she was not so alone up there. She made friends quickly, and these are friends that are older than she is, some slightly younger than she is, mm-hmm. but they all just helped her as she held the bulletin and kind of just opened it, trying to pretend, but people kind of picked up on that and showed her exactly how to follow, how to read a hymn, how to sing and go up and sing the other stanza and everything. We have who we call our Lutheran Barbie here, a very beautiful young lady who in her 20s has kind of taken Jelaine under her wing and sits with her Sunday mornings and helps her through the service. And then it's not just running away after service, but engaging Jelaine in a conversation so that her story can be told to those who are around her, so that a relationship is actually done in the church. So when Jelaine comes back throughout the weekdays, she's able to talk about her friends that she's made. From our very elderly parishioners to our babies, she's able to have a good relationship with all of that, which is a neat and a joy to see that unfold.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, how long has Jelaine been coming to Redeemer?
It was right before our vacation Bible school in last summer, so about July, so not even a full year yet.
And so now that she's been there a little while, you mentioned that she's invited others to come with her, that she's brought some of the other kids from the neighborhood, other people from the neighborhood with her, and how has that gone?
That has gone well. It has gone well. We have a buzzer here at church that allows us to see who or to hear that somebody's at the door and stuff. And all summer, that buzzer was going off every other hour. And we didn't know a lot of these children. One, because they're here just for the summer visiting their grandparents. And, or they're throughout the school year, they're in school. So throughout those months, they were here just sitting on the buzzer trying to get in, trying to see what was being offered, if there was anything happening in church today. Soon they got the rhythm of how things and when things are offered here with our Sunday school and our youth group that are on Fridays, and our homework help, which is our tutoring that happens during the week. We have a lot of auxiliaries here at Redeemer, and they're all kind of named body parts to remind us that we all make up the body of Christ. Our EYES is our youth group, our energetic youth engaged in service. And as these children are coming, they're getting plugged into these different body parts. And so when we ask who it is at the door, they say, we're here for eyes, or we're here for feet, or we're here for lips and stuff like that. So they came and learned the new language, I guess, here at, mm-hmm. at church as they become part of it.
And there is a language to the church that's yes. important to learn. It's like, learning the language of a family. Sometimes you grow up in a family, and so you know all the terms, that the vocabulary that a family uses. Sometimes you come into a family later, like when you marry into a family, and you learn all the vocabulary of the family and the culture and things like that. Sometimes you learn those later in life as well. And so great to hear that you've been so welcoming to Jelani, and that she has found a home there at Redeemer Lutheran Church. And glad that she has become an important part of that congregation as well. Earlier, you mentioned, as you were describing the community and the congregation, you described multiple cultures that make up that community and the congregation as well. Can you give us an idea of how those cultures make up the congregation, or contribute to the life of that congregation?
Well, you said it. They learn the language of the church, and that is the common denominator. But mm-hmm. then we also are able to learn their languages at Redeemer, and it's carried as their culture is in them. We learn from them, and we're able to see how Christ's love in them is spoken, is expressed, and we're here able to receive that opening and expression in a very liturgical and high church kind of way. We're at Redeemer, we have many descriptions of how our church is, whether it's high church because we have candles and incense and vestments, we have the lectionary. We're also referred to as a relational church, that we actually communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We like each other. we hug each other. We're able to cry with one another. And we have been spoke of as a mosaic congregation, as a multicultural church that houses the different nations, the different cultures in one table. Even a hip church for some, as we have a number of young people like Jelani and in our 20s and 30s that sing, that dance, and that share their artistic views of their faith in here. But that is also done by teaching them what it is to be in the language of the church. So everybody's able to say exactly what Martin Luther said in his small catechism, word for word, but also expressing it and explaining it and making it their own in their call, in their baptisms, as they receive the Lord's Supper.
Hmm. What can we learn from Jelani? What can we learn from Redeemer Lutheran Church, as other Christians, as other congregations, what can we learn from Jelani's story and Redeemer Lutheran Church's story?
The biggest thing is to be open to listen, mm-hmm. and to understand where so many are coming from, whether they're coming from a good situation or a bad situation, whether they're coming with heavy hearts or with glad hearts, and to be able to walk with them through it and encourage them to know where to come for that grace, that hope, and that peace that is promised to us. Not to be so quick to stop people or correct people, but to really fully understand where they're coming from is a blessing that God has given us. Sometimes we have that lack of patience, but he gives us situations to practice that, especially when dealing with the unknown.
How can we learn more? Obviously, I encourage folks to check out the article in Lutheran Women's Quarterly. I know it's for women, but there are some really good articles in there. Lutheran Women's Quarterly, it's not just for women. There are great articles in there. Lutheran Women's Quarterly, Spring 2015 edition. You can check out the article from Deaconess Raquel Rojas. How can we learn more about Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx?
Well, we have our very fancy website. RedeemerLutheranBronx.org. And we have, on there, we have all of our information and pictures, which is a very, a different view to see what how we are here and how we work here together. We also have our Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter and all those accounts as well, which is necessary today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So all the social media, Facebook and Twitter and the website, again, you said was...
www.redeemerlutheranbronx.org.
Very good. Very good. Well, what lies ahead in the coming year? Something, anything coming up at Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx? What are the next year, next few months look like?
Well, in a few months at our Pentecost of Vigil, Delaney will be baptized. And as awesome. She has been going through our classes and Sunday school and everything, she'll have her baptism. And she won't be alone because all those that she brought mm-hmm. are also are participating with her in her baptism, and they too will be receiving that rite. We also have our confirmations and all of that, so that's very exciting for Redeemer.
That is, I love the Easter Vigil. That's a what a neat time.
It is. Holy Week is just something that's huge here. And from the dramas that we do on Good Friday to the washing of the feet to Palm Sunday, just parading around the neighborhood, making it our own. And then seeing how the vigil is just an explosive, very long service, but very in-depth service that really connects with everyone. And then Easter Sunday is just the cherry on top of the whole thing.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much, Deaconess Rojas, for sharing with us today the story of Delaney and Redeemer Lutheran Church. Again, listeners, you can find out more on their website, redeemerlutheranbronx.org, and we'll also share we'll have a recording, the archive of this program on our website, kfuo.org, later on. And so, listeners, if you want to share it with someone else, you can go back and find it on our website and share it on social media as well. Deaconess Rojas, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time. It was great to talk with you and hear your story.
Thank you so much for taking time. God bless you.
God bless you too, and all the saints there at Redeemer Lutheran Church in the Bronx. Y'all are doing great work there. I just said y'all, didn't I? Y'all are doing great work there in the Bronx. Thanks so much for the work that you're doing. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more His Time. We're going to study the daily New Testament reading today with Pastor Paul Terhune from Hope Lutheran Church in Glendora, California. We're going to get into Mark chapter 13 today. Hope you can join us for that, listeners. AP Radio News up next, and then our study of the daily New Testament reading.